The Smooth Operator Program of D.C., Maryland, and Virginia reminds drivers to always buckle up and stop aggressive driving. It's the law.
SmoothOperatorProgram.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there. It'll be a big one today, a good one, a supersized one.
Cool.
Yay!
We'll be playing in one of our redneck games for Father's Day, giving away $1,000.
Good stuff.
Tickets to see our friend Frank Caliendo and a room at the Borgata.
Borgata.
Nice. In Atlantic City, Sahib.
Yes, very nice place.
Also today, gosh, just a lot to get to. Faggot Vito from The Sopranos.
Oh, what is his real name? Do we know his real name? It's always tough on
Faggot
this.
Vito.
That's his character.
He's a fag.
Right.
Joe Gannascoli.
Joe Gannascoli, Mike.
Wonderful.
Joe Gannascoli. We'll ask him about the whole journey thing. But had to break in before the Belcher tapes because I know people will want to call in to play the Dale Jr. game.
Yes.
So we're going to get to this before anyone can preempt us with phone calls.
Very good.
He had his press conference today. Between 0 and 50, how many whatnots did he let go in his... How long was the conference, boy?
Just over an hour.
Keep in mind, the last time he had a...
That changes everything.
Yeah, the last time he spoke for over an hour, when he announced he was leaving DEI, I think he had, was it 17 whatnots? And his sister had maybe 2.
That was a longer press conference.
Need an answer, Mike. All bets in now.
I'm going to say 10.
Are you in, Buzz?
I'd like to, yes. 14, I would say.
Fellas, I'll tell you, you have both overbid.
Oh, we've overbid.
Would you like one more guess between 0 and 14, I believe, was our high guess.
All right, I'll guess. I'll say 5.
Buzz.
I'll say 8.
You have both overbid again.
Oh, has he been to school? Somebody hipped him. Somebody hipped him.
Now,
to
for the final time in the showcase showdown, between 0 and 5.
0.
Buzz.
3.
Guys, let's split the difference.
Huh?
1 is
one.
The loneliest
Only
number.
Only 1? There, that's no fun.
1 is the loneliest number.
Somebody hipped him to it.
Well, I must have.
Still slipped out, and here it is.
That's part of probably some of the discussions and things we'll be working on over the next couple of months. As far as the crew members and whatnot, I mean, that's basically all got to be worked out yet.
That's it.
You got one in there.
That's it.
You know, Rick's got a lot of guys working there.
If
great
you
employees
had one,
and great talented.
If you had one, go to the Powerball store immediately.
Nobody Yay!
But, you know, no matter whether he says that word or not, he's still a great orator.
But I believe he's been coached.
Obviously.
With that many whatnots in the first press conference and now down to 1 in a one-hour press conference, somebody's spoken to him.
Maybe he got some meds. Maybe he got some of those restless leg syndrome pills.
Yeah, he got the anti-whatnot meds.
His first hunk of talking was all written, so there was no whatnots at all in
he
there.
He took some pro-whatnotcha.
Whatnot.
But it is a phenomenon that is sweeping the globe. Today I was reading in the sports section about, do you remember that there was, I think it is, is it cricket? That's the big sport that's not soccer that they play over in Europe, and they had a big,
in England they
had a big tournament, the big like national or European World Cup of cricket, I think, and the coach for some team was murdered in Jamaica.
Ooh. I know they play cricket in Jamaica,
and they made a big deal about this, the fact that it was such a heated rivalry that the coach was murdered in his hotel room. And they just came out today in the news and announced that he died of natural causes. that they interviewed like 500 players and coaches and fingerprinted them all.
And he died of natural causes.
For no reason.
But it was not murder.
But the thing that I noted at the very end, the last quote, and it was from some Jamaican guy.
Right.
He said, "So we got the information wrong and whatnot."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What not?
Oh, and he must have said it with that Jamaican accent.
Well, if it's that egregious a penalty that, you know, they accuse somebody of murder fallaciously, then, you know, what not would be used in there if they're that stupid.
But, boy, if it's worked its way all the way across the ocean to Jamaica now where what not is because, I mean.
And did he say it with Yaman what not?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm reading it in print, Mike. I really didn't know.
Oh, we had some nice roti and hung out on the beach on what not, Mike.
What not?
What not. So it's only one from Dale Jr. today.
His sister wasn't at the press conference?
She was, but did not speak.
She didn't speak. I bet she we would have gotten one out of her.
She was under the hairdryer the entire time. A big Herman Munster type 50s hairdresser thing.
Yeah, the giant one. The giant one that your mom used to spend time under.
Yeah, the one that looks like a space helmet almost.
I was always kind of interested. I don't know if that made me more gay than I already am, but I was always kind of curious. You know, why they did that. I wonder what it felt like. I was always thinking it might feel pretty good to get under that thing, you know, and have all those jets of air on your head.
How about this? Do you remember when your mom would put, in essence, a shower cap on her bed, on her head, rather, that had a nozzle, and into the nozzle she would put, like, the end of, like, a vacuum hose.
Yeah, yes. I remember playing with that when I was a kid.
And it would go.
See, I am gay.
And it would almost, like, like microwave popcorn or hair,
it would be used. It would be used with curlers, where she would have the curlers, and then she would put the plastic headgear over the curlers, then attach the nozzle to the hair dryer, and it was a whole system.
Yeah.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that the plastic headdress and the curlers came with the dryer,
tube, the big tube
that you attach to it,
which
that was
really
like a vacuum
cleaner tube, right?
Exactly.
A hose,
yes.
A vacuum cleaner hose.
You know, if we really racked our brains and we tried to think at the turn of the century when you and I were born, when all the different gadgets that they had, but curlers were a big thing. Curlers were huge. Where we'd be like, "What do you want?"
Curlers are as modern as today's hip, young, happening woman. All I have to say is Beth Ann McBride.
Yes, yeah. Curlers. She would come to work when we would have an event, or she would be going out for something.
She actually would go so old school.
Yep.
She would have the orange juice cans in her hair.
Yeah.
You know, like the frozen orange juice cans?
Right. Yeah, she'd have a big night on the town, or we were going to some function. I remember that very vividly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, sir. Can I talk to Don?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, so is Mike. We're all here.
Hi, sir. You were talking about, like, cricket coach name.
Oh, now wait a minute.
What is this?
Well, what's going on?
What did
he
say?
I believe we need an interpreter.
Hello?
Hello there.
Yes, sir.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nepal.
Nepal. Oh, all right. Now that I know that, if you slow down a little bit, I'll be able to understand you.
Oh, sure. Johnny just talked about, like, some.
No, you're speaking way too fast with your Nepalese accent.
Call back when you can speak American.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
He's from South Africa, the coach. And he coached.
He's talking about the coach that was murdered.
From Pakistan, right?
I feel like I'm waiting for change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Somewhere right now.
Yeah. I'm interpreting now, though. He's talking about your coach that was murdered.
So the coach that was murdered in Jamaica, although he died of natural causes and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's from Pakistan.
The guy who said whatnot is from Pakistan, so it's actually spread even further than you realize.
You know what I just realized? What? Thank you, my friend. We didn't start the show officially.
Oh, my God.
We better do that.
Get Al Roker in here.
CNN thanks you for making us America's most watched cable news network.
Let's take a caller from California. Please go ahead with your question.
Wolf Blitzer, pleasure to speak with you. Is it a fact that if we released this top secret information, we'd have to release the information about Don and Mike not being on in New York? Is that a fact?
I think we have a weird caller, but that's all right. Let's talk a little bit about Zacharias Moussaoui.
No burping on that one.
No. You're up next. It's 37 minutes after the hour, and you're on next.
Hello.
Yes, you're on.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, by all means. The gentleman is turning his radio down, he is rejoining us in... Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I can still hear your radio in the background.
The what?
I can still hear your radio in the background.
Okay.
You'll have to turn it off.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
Okay, great. So we are. Is it off now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great.
So what is your name? I've never heard you before.
Oh, my name is Hugh. Hugh Hamilton.
Oh, that's great, because you have a lot of fans that listen to the Don and Mike show.
Oh, boy. Good afternoon, Skunkback. It's going to be one of those afternoons, is it? I'm game for this.
The Don and Mike show.
Hugh.
My name is Hugh Hamilton.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
You know.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Never mind.
Speaking of human waste. How you doing, Matt Lauer?
But when we're talking about things like loose stool and oily discharge, at best they sound annoying.
Well,
it depends. It depends, get it?
Oh, Phil.
Oh, that's Phil's head. How about you, Regis?
No, I must tell you something. I think over the years I've lost about 6.5 inches.
Wow. You got them all.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
Turn that off.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Very silly.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the show.
What about the vagina?
Right. Vagina. Don and Mike show, and it's Stinkin' Wednesday.
Is it really already?
It is. And our phone number has not been disconnected again. 877-365-3636. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
How are you?
Terrific.
What's happening, friend?
Hey, I listen to you guys in Rochester, New York.
Right.
All the time, and I'm actually down here in Virginia visiting a friend of mine, and part of the reason I came down was to go to O'Mara's tonight, and I need to know what to eat there.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Well, first of all, your $50 check will be sent to you in the mail.
Excellent.
And as I like to say, it's all good. No, it's all good. It's all tasty. All good. All good. I would stay away from the tuna surprise. Tuna surprise, not the proprietor's favorite. A good surprise.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. I'm not even saying anything about the show bar. Later, when the girls come out and perform.
Last week, the tuna surprise. Not good.
It was a different kind of tuna surprise, wasn't it?
It was a rat snake.
I was talking about the girls.
Oh, that was...
That tuna surprise.
We try to edit those.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, has the Belcher ever gotten Beth Ann McBride in her illustrious career down in the Carolinas?
I think... didn't get Beth Ann get unfortunately bounced out of that job?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, she's a.
Oh, okay. Say, Buzz, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Do you know anything about fitness?
About fitness? Fitness? My God, he's the Jack LaLanne.
Oh, they deleted that.
Oh,
out.
They had to.
He got they me. Deleted that.
They
out.
Had to. You got me.
Fitness, Buzz, do you know about fitness, something in your mouth?
It's fitness in your mouth. That's really that's what it was. Yeah. When he was asking about fitness, and that it was something that, well, you can figure it out at home.
And it won't fit. That made us laugh.
That was, we hadn't heard that one.
This goddamn delay. Jesus Christ. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, listen, I just want to say that I'm a fan from Virginia. And I catch you guys can because I work a lot. And I listen to this station from WJFK from D.C.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sir.
We're riveted. What can we do for you?
Well, I just want to say that I'm a fan. I think you guys are very funny. And screw the people who don't like you.
Yes. Yeah. Screw them, right? That's right. Screw them like Jesus Christ to a Jesus Christ to a cross or Jesus Christ to a Christ.
That's what we say every day. Amen.
And screw them.
It's how we get through our day.
Threw them and the horse that they rode to town on.
And we work on fitness. Each and every
fit
day.
Fit this D in your mouth.
Where we can.
That is. Did you see that one coming at all?
I did not. He got me.
I sure didn't see it coming.
I ain't heard it for a long time. Not a long time. Not since the good old days with all those D's nuts calls.
Oh, yeah. We liked them at the beginning, then we got tired of them, then we got real mad.
Now, we do have important news about a big giveaway item.
Cool.
This is very important news for those of you who are comic book aficionados. Listen to this, Mike.
Yes.
Do not feign boredom. I know that you will be interested.
He's not faking.
I'm going to be interested?
This is a giveaway.
Oh, is this is going to be good?
Top notch.
Oh, I'm believing it now.
Hold on. Now, when you went to see Ocean's 13 last night.
Killed.
Did you see?
Awesome.
Did you see the gigantic 12-foot Silver Surfer? In the theater
no.
that you were in.
No,
remember?
I was running into the theater because I made it. It was the best feeling in the world. Can I just say very briefly that when I ran through, I couldn't see anything because I was fighting traffic to get to the 7:30 show. Ooh. That actually was, I assumed would start at 7:45 after the credits.
Right.
And I put my ass in the seat at 7:47 and I sat down and the lights dimmed and the movie started. It was perfect timing.
Golden boy timing.
It was so lucky. It was so lucky. But I interrupted. The Silver Surfer, what about him?
No. That thing, I saw it in the theater.
Oh, you mean the cardboard cutout?
It's not a cardboard cutout, Mike.
No.
I mean, I tried to explain this to you. Now, this is why this is going to be big.
I know. The Surfer is made from a space-age polymer.
just hear me out on
okay,
this.
Okay, go ahead.
Just give me a chance, please.
I will. I'm interrupting. I'm
it
sorry.
Is a gigantic 12-foot. Silver Surfer guy, that a mannequin type thing
made of latex
that I saw in the theater.
Right.
I think some other people called and said they saw it in the theater as well.
They were equally excited.
Well, the people at 20th Century Fox heard us talking about it, and we have secured one of the 12-foot Silver Surfers to give away to our nerdiest listener.
Are they going to bring it over to the studio?
It will come in pieces. You need a truck to pick it up. We will not.
How tall is it?
12 feet tall.
Whoa!
Some assembly required.
It is 12 feet tall.
Well, we couldn't put it in the studio then.
No, it's
we
not.
We couldn't put it in any room here.
It is not. In our office upstairs, maybe, with the big gigantic ceilings.
Yeah. That was the first offer that they wanted. You know, they heard Don talking about it, and they said, oh, you can have it, and we'll bring it over, and we'll, you know, the promotions guy, we're going to set it up in the office upstairs. It's freaking huge.
It's massive.
It's life-size. It is literally a life-size guy on a
The theater show. That I went into when I saw it had a life-size Simpsons setup as
right,
well.
Right.
Maybe some of you cats have seen that in your theaters. The Silver Surfer thing is gigantic. Even I wouldn't want it.
They don't give my theater any of this stuff.
Just plain.
They don't give my theater any of the swag.
I like junk like this, but even I look at this thing and I go, 12 feet tall.
Ooh.
Jesus Christ, you got to be the nerd of nerds to want this thing.
Well, if you have a... No, there's not a room anyone could have where they could put that in. I was going to say, if you have a big rec room, but aren't rec rooms like low ceilings?
Mike, you could put it in your backyard and build a shrine to it. Build a gazebo around it.
Is it weatherproof?
No, of course it's not. That's why you have to build like a gazebo. And put tarps on.
A 15-foot gazebo.
A lot of the fans won't mind laying it down, I don't think.
Anyway, we've got it. And if you
carving a hole in it.
If you proudly would like to display the same 12-foot-tall Silver Surfer that is on display in 45 theaters across America.
Only that many.
Stay tuned to the Don and Mike Show.
All right.
To find out how this piece of film history can be yours. Don't forget the Fantastic Four. Ride of the Silver Surfer opens this Friday.
Oh, it's this Friday.
It's this Friday. So
it's timely.
If there are any big, gigantic nerds out there.
Who's the biggest nerd?
Now's the time to call.
They actually are giving it away.
This is not
alert
like,
the media. They're giving it away.
This is not an actual contest where we're going to stop down and just take calls nonstop.
Right.
But we're just going to, over the next couple of days, try to find the biggest nerd
the
who really would put this 12-foot Silver Surfer to the best use.
Milhouse, I bet you weren't listening to the Don and Mike Show today. I bet you didn't hear what they're giving away. It's an incredible, exclusive prize.
See, Mike, you thought I was going to be talking to you know.
I know.
You know.
I thought you were going to talk about comic books.
Comic books, but it's much more than comic books.
Yeah. But although I enjoy, you know, I do feign the boredom, but I actually enjoy some of your spirited discussions about comic books.
He's 12 feet tall. He's magnificent.
I mean, you really noticed him. You came in and made an impression on you.
The thing is, it's so gigantic. Seriously, where I saw it was at the theater at the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, where they've got the big gigantic ballroom type entrance.
And yeah, see, that's a big city theater. You know, it's not like my suburban.
Only 45 of them out there.
You know, the theater with the ass seats.
They had like velvet ropes around it so that the great unwashed like me wouldn't go up and go, look at that big silver surfer. He's as big as Abe Lincoln's statue.
It's one of the things I love about New York City, going to the theater there. They have these huge theaters with the incredible display set up.
It's a major award. It's a major award. Front Sheely.
Don and Mike show. Hello there. Hello.
Speak to us.
Thought it might be a nerd.
It's Hugh.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hugh Hamilton. Hello.
Hey, Joe. I went in.
No, statue, man. Wrong.
Hi, Joe.
No, it's not Joe. Guess again.
Guess who it is.
Who is this? This is John.
No, you're wrong. Guess again.
Wrong again.
Damn.
Who could it be? Who do you think's answering the phone?
Am I on the air?
Da 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 da.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hi.
I want the statue, guys. Come on.
That's a hell of an audition for it.
I know.
Not processing where you were on the show.
Let me explain something to you. The person that wins this Silver Surfer, trust me, is technically savvy enough. They will know.
A nerd will know.
He, and I'm not even going to put a she in this competition. Right. He will know he is on the air.
Uh-huh.
Trust me. He knows. He knows the sound.
Where do you want to put it? I am curious about that. Have you hung up on it? Did he hang up?
He hung up.
The great tradition of hanging up when you're through.
I think you know where he wants
Hello,
to go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to know if Rob knows that Bob Barker's microphone's up on eBay right now.
What? Oh, my God.
The actual microphone. I know.
No. You're kidding.
About $17,000, I believe.
It's a mock-up.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
It's a shame you didn't call sooner.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, and then why don't you have your phone crap out, too?
Yeah, sorry about
and
that.
And then you're almost due for you to hang up.
Yeah.
I've been I've been using all my PayPal money to bid on your mother.
Ooh, your mother.
Zing.
Why do you guys always have to go to the mother card?
Yeah, right away. Why do you waste no time doing that?
Where'd you learn that?
I'll take his sister.
We have pictures of the Silver Surfer in today's Don and Mike Show Daily Log on our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
The pictures of the cutout? Or pictures of
it's
him.
Not a cutout.
Well, now, Mike, you have to understand, it's not a cutout.
I know. Pictures of the doll.
It's more than a doll. It's an oversized, nearly robotic doll.
Okay. Pictures of the figure.
The statue.
The statue. Now we have a name for it. Pictures of the statue.
The statue.
That's a great thing to call it. Who doesn't want to win a statue?
Hello, Don and Mike. A silver surfer statue. Hello there. What's up? Don and Mike show.
Hi, I would like the Silver Surfer, please.
Now, again, this is someone who's trying to, you know, I know somewhere out there, there's a guy in his Datsun who has just seriously wet his underpants.
Yeah. There are people out there that probably, I believe the Silver Surfer has a cult following.
He does. He was rather acid-y back in the 60s.
Acid-y like?
LSD-like.
Trippy. Like hippies?
Yeah.
The trailer features the Silver Surfer. I mean, the whole Fantastic Four movie this time around is designed around the Silver Surfer.
And incidentally, the Silver Surfer, just from my eyes, looks just like the effects in T2.
With the guy that was made out of chrome?
Liquid chrome. Yeah.
The guy who was later on The Sopranos as the guy that ran the sporting goods store.
But the effects that they're using, like the explosions and how he's going to save the world and how he devastates an area when he goes by it, that looks pretty good. That actually, the special effects look pretty good on that movie.
I don't know. I like comic book movies, but I'm not crazy about that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, that's a hell of a statue, Mike.
It's a great statue, and we have the privilege of giving it away.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I've not been this excited since I got that card to get free haircut to the haircuttery.
I remember.
The card that you lost.
I lost it and not sent me another one.
Don't lose this.
What's that guy's name?
I don't know. Dick somebody.
Kaplan?
I don't know, Dick Face? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want it, guys.
You want, oh, the Silver Surfer.
Sure you do.
Can I have it, please? Please, oh, please?
All right, now be serious about this if you want it. Why do you want it?
I swear to God, I would say that I want it for my six-year-old son, but I want it.
This is a real, this guy is approaching real nerddom.
Have you seen the display in a movie theater?
I have.
You have.
Fantastic.
What did you think when you saw it?
Fantastic. It's amazing.
Are you into fitness?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
It's D in your
not
mouth.
Relevant, really.
What would you do with the 12-foot Silver Surfer if you got it?
I would display it on my front porch with locked up in chains.
Would you pull a Peter North on it?
You get it today. You're the first person to mention him today.
Would you autograph it with your own love?
I might.
Really, what would you do? I don't believe you that you would put it on your front porch and chain it up.
No, I'd probably display it in my attic. Nice place for it.
Liar.
Not thick enough.
Display it in your attic.
Not thick enough.
Attics are too small for a 12-foot surfer statue. Silver
thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Guy.
Hello.
He doesn't have genitals.
Isn't he wearing a cod piece?
No, I don't think the Silver Surfer has gens.
Really? Why? Is he like an Oscar statue?
Yes. Yes, he is, Mike.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Okay. Huh. So he's just smooth down there.
Yeah, he's like Oscar's silver brother.
He's like Ken or G.I. yes. Joe.
Right, or Michael Jackson. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I'd really like the Silver Surfer statue.
Here we go. They're starting to come to the surface now.
And why would you like it?
Because I'm a huge nerd. I'm more of a DC Comics nerd, but my family was more into Marvel than I was.
Quick question: are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a girl. Remember, the girl from Wichita that called and said that she looked like Falco and had a big butt.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 22.
This is only open to men. I'm sorry, only open to guys.
I'm transgendered. Does that help?
Are you really transgendered?
In Wichita?
Yeah.
I mean, you were a man?
No.
You were a woman and you turned into a man?
No, I would like to.
Oh, really?
But I haven't gotten that far yet.
So you're a woman and you're in the process of, like, examining turning into a man?
Yes.
Do you still have all of your original parts?
Yes, I do.
Are you taking any testosterone?
No, not yet.
So what, do you dress up as a man?
Well, jeans and a t-shirt, I suppose.
Would you like to be able to grow a beard?
Yeah.
Are you a lesbian?
I like girls, but it's different than that. It's more complicated, unfortunately.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I thought it was like a drive-through window. Wait, is it a police radio or a drive-through window you're at right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a medical courier, and the radio's going off. It's not for me, though.
So you handle medical waste?
I transport blood and urine all day.
That'd be wonderful if someone has perhaps a kidney infection and, a big she-male shows up at your front door.
I'm here to pick up your blood.
So how far along are you in the process? Are you really going to go through with it?
I would like to, not currently, just because I don't have any money and I'm just not in the right place right now. But I've always known. It's just...
You've known that you're a man trapped in a woman's body?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think it would be really great to be able to scratch nuts?
maybe.
That's what I mean.
Have
you had those thoughts, like, about being doing things that men do?
Well, it's like even in dreams, I'm usually male.
You're a guy.
What is really the cost if you've examined it? How much, I mean, to the whole package, to get everything done, everything removed that needs to be removed, everything added that needs to be added, what's the cost of that?
I'm really not too sure. I know it's really expensive. And
how much have you
apparently a coworker on the radio is actually listening to me on the radio right now.
And they know about your transgender desires.
He does now. He doesn't care.
What if you just wanted to buy yourself a nice penis?
Actually, the bottom surgery is a lot more complicated and not nearly as easy as it is for
to have your breasts
male
removed?
To female.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's easier to go from... Yeah, I would imagine. I guess it's addition as opposed to subtraction.
Yes. So I don't know.
Would it be terribly forward of me if I asked when you had the operation if you would send us your breasts?
I can try to.
Very nice. Are you a shapely woman or are you kind of boxy?
Well, I'm a bit hippie.
Are you kind of flat chested?
No.
Unfortunately. Okay. All right.
Do you have a short haircut?
Yeah.
Can we have some of your girly parts?
I like it when Don turns into Dr. Frankenstein.
You know what I mean?
Send your girly parts.
The ones that we can't say on the radio, like that brand new Ford CLI Taurus. That's a great car.
Just add it to the collection.
Just put them in our jars of formaldehyde.
You're very open about your desire for this. Normally, people are kind of uptight about it. You seem to be very comfortable with your desires.
Well, the more I've talked about it over the past couple of years with friends and family and stuff, the easier it is to talk about it and the better I feel about it.
Do you see going through your whole life without getting it done?
Wait, what did you say?
Well, I mean, really, is there a chance? Obviously, you say it costs a lot of money. You haven't done anything about it yet. You're not taking any
Need some type A blood over. Need some type A blood over. 10-4 over.
Do you see yourself living a life without doing it?
Yeah, actually.
Where's that frozen pancreas? Over.
We need more placenta.
Over. 10-4, Roger. Well, listen, we can't give this prize to a freak. I'm sorry. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Oh,
bye. Go call the circus.
Not in the nicest possible way.
I should point out the Silver Surfer was not normal either.
Damn. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a little question for Buzzy.
All right.
Hey, Buzz, I was wondering if you're going to be at the barbecue.
Now, is this somebody doing? Is this a copycat who's doing something to Buzz?
No.
What barbecue would that be?
The one where I slap my meat on your.
We didn't even have to delete that out.
Did you get the sign today?
Apparently so.
Wow.
They want me.
Thank God somebody pulled it off my back finally.
Normally, when they pull it off of your back, as they're moving it through the room, it sticks to mine for a couple of days.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, your old buddy Mark Weiss calling. I asked you this question. Did you see this guy? You know that guy Sam Champion? Does the weather?
Hey, it's Dreamy on Good Morning America. Yes,
man, this guy made your buddy on USA Today look like Arnold Schwarzenegger today or yesterday.
Sam Champion.
Listen to this. They were talking about this. This was great. They were talking about the end of the Sopranos and the final episodes, and they were going around. And Diane Sawyer says, "Well, you know, one of my favorite last episodes was the one in Seinfeld." And he asked this guy Chris Cuomo, "What was your favorite last episode? What show?" And he mentioned whatever. Was and then he asked Sam Champion, "What was the last episode of your favorite show?" And the guy said, "Sex of the City." Well, I mean, like it was nothing.
It was
true story.
Sam Champion,
you know,
main man.
Goodbye, Mark. See you later. Bye bye. They had a moment this morning on that show. They were doing a feature about a TV station in Tyler, Texas. This is all part of a weird, convoluted CBS reality show.
Is this the bikini person?
Yeah. CBS hired a professional wrestler.
Right.
A lady wrestler, a bikini wrestler, and gave her a job reading the news on a CBS TV station.
In Tyler.
Now, all of the other TV stations in Tyler, Texas are saying, you know, hey, we're journalists and this is like ruining what we're doing.
Right.
They're making
Now, you had this on your news.
Yesterday, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're making an absolute mockery of this. Now, hold on. I'm remembering what Buzz had.
Yeah.
We had this.
We did.
Never mind. So they had the lady on.
Well, no, but we didn't. I mean, he had the general story that there was going to be a lady
anchoring
for a reality show anchoring the news in a bikini
at a CBS affiliate, but it's actually a Fox reality show, and they're taping it
at
for that.
That's where I got screwed up. CBS station. Yeah.
Well, what is the gist of it? I mean, is it you're just going on a TV? But it's a stunt. Right.
Yeah. Well,
it is a show
for the reality show.
It's a reality show for fun. You know, I don't know what made me think of that after. What were we talking about? Right.
Talking about
that?
Sam Champion.
Oh,
on on Good Morning America.
All right. Beautiful. So thank you. God, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They did that story today on Good Morning America. And I stopped because I thought this morning, where did I hear that before? Well, obviously on Buzz's News. So they did the story on Good Morning America. They come back to Robin Roberts, and it's a split screen where it's Robin Roberts and Sam Champion. He's like at the Columbus Zoo. And she is dying, I know, to say something like, here is our equivalent of that bimbo.
Right.
Because he's nothing but a pretty boy.
Sure.
And she says,
With his frosted hair.
So they come back and they say, so that's the uproar from Tyler, Texas. Back to you, Robin. And she says, and now here's Sam. And she looks in the monitor and she goes, I'm not even going to say it.
She says, okay.
She said, I'm not even going to say it.
She gets a HIP award for that.
And yeah. It went so far over his head.
Of course, because that's why he's on Regis and Kelly Lee.
And when he was at the Columbus Zoo with Jack Hanna, he did that thing that I know bothers you and I. When a guy has a short sleeve shirt on.
Right.
And he rolls up the sleeves.
All the way, like, over the elbow?
Yeah. To give him,
oh, God.
To give him that macho look.
Yeah, but he rolls up, because that's the pretty thing to do.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's what he does. That's what the pretty man, that's what that's women right. do. So he's doing the same thing. Sam Champion.
He is a very pretty man.
He's a pretty man, and he's been hit by the lucky stick, because he's the designated go-to guy at ABC.
Yeah, so that's what made me think of that. But actually seeing the pictures today with the story that Buzz had on the news is pretty incredible, because the chick really is not that hot.
Oh, she's not?
Really?
And she's an awful reader.
Oh, really?
They showed some tapes of her just butchering the news.
Well, that fits the reality mode, that it's just stunt. It's pure reality TV.
I read that they're training her to read a teleprompter. How do you train somebody to read a teleprompter? You just read it.
That's exactly what they were saying today. And they showed her sitting down at a desk.
Right.
And the teleprompter rolling in front of her.
Well, there is a technique to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to follow the words with your eyes. And that's actually, if you're reading a teleprompter, especially if the prompter is close and you're reading sentences and you're doing like that, you can see anchors that do it well and anchors that don't do it well at all.
It's also up to the teleprompter operator. I saw a clip from CNN. Jack, whatever his name is, the curmudgeon who's on during the day, was doing a commentary. That's the guy. And he said, he stopped at one point and he said, would somebody move the teleprompter, please?
Yeah, oh, they showed that on Letterman.
And then he says, the other way, please. Apparently they were rolling it backwards.
Oh, God.
They showed that on Letterman, right? Yeah. The other night, like, is their CNN clip of the night.
Yeah, I guess the way I understand it is if you, and Don and I, the brief snippets during our career of television.
Oh, please.
We love the teleprompter. I remember that first time we went down to the Living Seas and we were doing an outdoor shoot, like with all these DJs.
In wetsuits.
You and I didn't study the script because we thought we'd have a teleprompter. And then when we did get a teleprompter, I don't know what it was for. It was at a local station.
No, Michael.
And we got to read off of it. Or it was a commercial or something.
It was a commercial. We were giving away a trip to the opening of the Living Seas. And I know we've told this story before on the air.
We have. It's too funny.
There were all these DJs there that were diligently practicing their lines, including the one guy from that station in Houston.
KODA.
KODA. Hi, I'm Al Jazeera. Join me. And Mike and I are sitting on the corner.
Mocking him.
Laughing.
Going, look at these DJs. All of them studying their scripts. Don't they know that we're just going to have cards to read?
Yeah, they're going to hand up either. They're going to hold up cue cards like Letterman, or they're going to put it on a teleprompter
for us. It was one of those mass things where they bring in 10 disc jockey teams from different markets. You go to Disneyland for a couple of days, Disney World in this case. You broadcast, and you do a commercial. And you
got to do it underwater. You part of the commercial was underwater, where you were broadcasting from in the tank.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of it was just a big, big bowl of okay.
It was the first thing we ever did on television when we started, and it was a great way to let all of our potential listeners know that, you know, they were going to hear a show with two fat guys. You want to advertise fat, you put yourself in a wetsuit.
Stand in front of a giant fish tank down at Walt Disney World. And forget your lines.
The teleprompters, man, are wonderful.
I mean, they're great.
It's the great illusion. It's the great illusion of the anchor. That's why we always, you know, bust on the local news people. Mm-hmm. Because what they're doing, you know, they sit there and their job is to communicate to you in as authoritative a way as possible. And the fact is, they're reading something that 90% of the time somebody else wrote.
I'll give you a good example, and in my opinion, because I watch it too, as you do, Mike. I think Meredith Vieira does a really good job of just looking at the camera and not so much, because if you look, you can follow the eyes.
Yes.
Now, You know who's really not good at it?
Who?
His local pretty boy, Todd McDermott from Channel 9.
You can really tell he's reading it.
If they didn't run all those ads with him and his perfect suburban family,
right?
I might think that he goes to the same bars that Sam Champion and Vito go to. He's just so
pretty.
Chiseled, perfect, pretty.
The Ken doll.
But he's one when he sits there and they get the close-up of him, and especially when it's one of those stories where he's supposed to be showing some compassion.
Yes.
You know.
Tenderness.
Two people killed in the district tonight in a bloody night. And all I'm thinking the whole time is left. Right, left, right. Because I'm watching his beady little eyes go back and forth.
The eyes are going. And I think it has to do with the technical direction, too. It has to do with the distance they are from the camera. If you get too close, you really have an issue with it because you can actually see those eyes move. It's very difficult to know. But you're supposed to, like, look at the whole page and kind of read it and not read the lines, not go down line by line. It's kind of like your lips moving, only it's your eyes.
And about cue cards with the Letterman thing, when I saw that bit we were mentioning earlier, did you see the new opening now that they have for the great speeches in American history?
No.
They now have Tony Mendez, the cue card boy.
Yeah, holding up a cue card.
Holding up a cue card in front of JFK. I have not seen it before, so it was new
to
me.
That's the latest incarnation that they do with that. I love that. And still, brand new, I believe, every single time. I don't think he has ever repeated that.
With George Bush?
I don't think he's ever repeated that bit one time. He has never repeated it.
The only one that I've ever seen him repeat over and over is where he spits that loogie out.
Yeah, that's the bit where he goes, it's a total lunger from the president.
Bush is getting off a helicopter in the White House lawn, and he lets go with a lunger, and Letterman repeats this like once a week.
Did you see the big story of the day? I mean, the huge story. I mean, we've got, we've got the missile defense system in Europe that we're fighting with the Russians about. We've still got the war in Iraq to worry about. But what do people really get excited about? Somebody took the president's watch, took it right off his wrist when he was shaking hands. They took it plumb off his wrist. Look, here's a picture of him with his watch on, and then a moment later, he has his watch gone. Someone took the president's watch clean off. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the next day, they came out, no, dumbasses, he put it in his pocket.
And today, the coverage that I saw was, well, I didn't see them say that he put it in his pocket yet.
Yeah, Tony Snow came out.
Is that the resolution?
Tony Snow came out and said the president often takes his wedding ring and his watch off when he's going to work a crowd.
But I don't know if that's a resolution. A lot of people are not buying that. If you look at the actual movie,
what I was going to say, like, is the video, they actually put a circle around his arm where they show the watch. He's got it when it goes into the crowd and the arm comes out.
Maybe I'm getting duped. Yeah. Maybe I'm getting duped by Tony Snow.
Maybe so.
Maybe I'm one of those people I was just making fun of. Well, it's still, though, the fact that that's what we're concerned about.
That's big news.
That's the news. Because that's really what we're really all about. You know, there's a chance that the terrorist alert has been raised to a code red here.
Somebody stole his watch.
He took his watch right off his wrist. I saw him. He had it. I seen it. I seen him walking through the crowd with the watch on, and then 2 seconds later, it was off. Duh.
I seen it.
Where's Paris getting out?
I seen it. And then I watched America's Got Talent.
Man, why are people picking on David Hasselhoff? He's a good guy. Did you see it with Sharon Osbourne? She clean walked off. She got so mad they was picking on this little kid and she walked away. Duh.
I seen a guy take a plate, twirl it on a stick.
That's good. He's talented. Yeah, he's real talented. Duh.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. That was the number one rated show of the week. That beat the Sopranos, beat the NBA Finals.
Right. More money for the gentleman that we were talking to this week, Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, who you notice we did not say any of this stuff to his face.
Right.
Because that's the kind of pussies we are.
Well, yeah. Maybe, you know, he gave us so much.
He was nice.
What are we going to do? Say, hey, your show sucks? The show would be great if he was on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a wannabe Simon on.
Can you imagine if he was on that show? No one would get on stage. It's like as soon as they walk on stage, you would just go, no.
Shut up.
Shut up.
I'm talking.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello there. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I think I need that Silver Surfer statue.
All right. Why is that, sir?
I'll give you the background. When we were in high school, there was a guy that I never even knew his name all the way through high school due to the fact that a friend of mine went over to meet him one day, and I got to say this so it's PC on the radio. They caught him with one of his mother's
power tools that was chrome and silver. And
all right, his mom, they caught him with his mom's vibrator, right?
Right.
What was he doing? What was he doing with it?
Well, yeah, he was using it every possible way he could, especially in the dirty place.
What does that have to do with the Silver Surfer, though?
Well, from there on, from the rest of high school, he was only known as the Silver Surfer. That's what everybody called him.
Wow. How horrible.
I would love to take that and put it in his front yard.
Oh, my God. How many years later is this?
I mean, I'm 32 now.
Jeez, let it go.
Okay, goodbye.
You can't let a thing like that go.
Goodbye.
You know, that's in about a week, I go to my big 3-0. Which is really, like, I think people, the only reunion I went to for high school was my 10-year reunion. Mm. 30 years, aren't people unrecognizable?
Yes.
I'm guessing I'm going to walk in there, I'm not going to recognize anybody. You know, I'm really not going to, and nobody's going to recognize me either, because we, you know, 30 years is a complete and total transformation.
You'll get the bad button that has your high school senior picture on it.
Oh, no.
Guaranteed they'll do that.
Oh, I don't want that either.
Hi, my name is Mike O'Mara.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. God. What happens? I'm freaked out about it.
What happens when the first person comes up to you and goes, oh, is this your daughter?
Garrett, I will let you know. I'll call you if that happens.
Yeah, that
happened the other day, too. It happened again. I forgot where we were.
So unfair.
You were at the ice cream parlor, weren't you?
No, we were at a normal store.
What's the name of that place? What's that place in New Jersey, Robbie?
Holston's.
Would you have some onion rings with Carla?
Carl and I were sitting there having, and what was your, you know, would you like a burger, sir? And what would your daughter like? No, but there was one where it was, I actually cut him off at the pass because it was unspoken. God, what were we getting? We were buying something.
I remember.
What?
Bathing suit?
Was it a bathing suit?
No, yeah, you're right, because you told me, too.
Okay.
That
it was a bathing suit.
She came out with a bathing suit or something and said to you, does your daughter want your daughter
yes.
to get in that? Or
that
you...
was down in Florida.
Yeah.
That happened. This happened, like, last weekend at another place. We were in some store, and the kid went up and said, he just gave me a look. And I said, it's not my daughter. And I just cut him off without him being able to see it.
Good.
So I'm sure I'm going to get, oh, God. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of that at my 30th year reunion, too.
I bet someone says it to you, not trying to bust your balls. Someone says it well-intentioned.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna buy a wig.
And I would just like to know. I'd like to know what happens when that well-intentioned person says that to you, depending on how late into the evening you are.
Because, you know, I'm going to stay a while. I mean, I got my buddy Joey that I haven't seen seriously in 25 years, and I'm going to, you know what's great, though? I get two. They send out the little envelope for the 30th year reunion where you have to fill out the form. And on the back, this is so high school. This is so completely high school. There's Carolyn Flanagan, who was like at 5 years old, always says she was my first girlfriend. And she's written in red pen in that girly way, you know.
Right.
We really hope you can attend, you know, with like the little heart from your first girlfriend, XXOO, right? Okay. And then above it in blue pen, like in the same writing that I have, which is, you know, the public school handwriting.
Yeah.
My friend Joey writes, you better be there, you homo.
I can't wait.
It's going to be
a
fun.
Good time.
It'll be fun, but you bet your ass I'm going to get my my chops busted. I know I will.
How many of your class is still alive?
that's interesting too.
My 75th is coming up.
You know, on the back of my form though, are the names of please try to locate these classmates.
Yeah.
And it was thick. I mean, when you have all this internet, you would think the internet, you'd be able to track them down. But there were at least 200 names of people that have not been located.
How many
yet.
People in your class? Can you ballpark it? Like 400?
I thought it was 400.
Wow.
Yeah. It literally looked like almost half of the class hadn't been located yet.
When my 10th reunion was being organized, because I'm so much younger than everyone else here, I was very, you know, I was sort of proud of what was happening and, you know, being involved with the show. I was sort of high profile in the neighborhood. I was on the "Have you know what happened to" list.
Whatever.
So I don't think it.
Congratulations, Rob.
I know
that's quite a pleat in your case.
It made me feel pretty good about myself.
Proud.
Have you seen this guy?
I can't wait.
They should be able to do it on the internet.
Sure.
Buzz, you graduated much longer than 75 years ago. That would have put your graduation in the 1930s.
That's
wouldn't
true.
It?
Well, I always lie on the good side, you know.
Did they have high school? Back in that, when you were high school age?
Wasn't it just like the one-room school that was...
Well, it was homeschool.
We didn't call it that. I was in the big kids row.
Right.
That's all we called it back then. It wasn't really broken into school.
Buzz was homeschooled, or more like hut school.
he did go to the schoolhouse once in a while with Spanky and Alfalfa.
No, you guys are way too. Yeah, you got to go back in the right direction.
He's like Quest for Fire.
Oh,
it's like where they were drawing Aztec guys on the wall.
Buzz was cave schooled.
Uh-huh.
He did his own work there. That's back when you were literally a little tadpole.
That's right. Very short legs.
That's going way
just
back.
Getting started.
Remember had to sew the letter to his pelt.
Had a great time. The wheel. Fire.
It's incredible.
That was so exciting.
And the best thing of all, like when you got to that certain age, mm-hmm. I mean, when you were able to function down there as a man, which was you'd be able to just go down by the watering hole.
Just like in Quest for Fire. Uh-huh. I love that scene. With what's his name? Tommy Chong's daughter.
That's how we did
Ray
it.
Ray Dawn Chong.
Mm-hmm. And remember when Buzz turned 16 and he finally got to say to his dad, can I use the wheel tonight?
you can see some of Buzz's relatives on the Geico commercials.
Good times, yeah. Good times.
Nephews.
It's nephews? Those are Buzz's nephews.
That's right.
That's right. After we get this insurance thing done, we're going to call Uncle Buzz.
Oh, Buzzy.
Key Rice.
All right. Your days.
Big show today. Lots of stuff happening. We must play some fabulous commercials. I've been told that all of these commercials have snappy jingles, so you won't want to change the channel because each one of them is a show in itself.
Goody gumdrops.
That's what I've heard. The fourth one is the great.
That was a sarcastic laugh.
That's right. Here is some really great entertainment.
This is the Don and Mike Show. I, Frank Dean, would like to formally announce that I am running red lights far too often.
Hi, I'm Mark. I run stop signs and weave in and out of traffic. What do you do?
Remember me? Last weekend? Tailgater.
The first step in changing behavior is admitting you have a problem.
Good morning, class. I'm Mrs. Johnson, and I'm a speeder.
Good morning, Mrs. Johnson, the speeder.
Yeah, I've got 10 years riding hogs and 9 years aggressive driving.
Aggressive driving is a serious problem.
See the guy over there in the blue? That's Margie's husband. He's the kid's coach. He says he's a speeder.
Hi, folks. I'm the doctor on call tonight and a crazy lane changer.
Impressive resume, Mike. I see you're quite an aggressive driver.
It's time to stop driving aggressively. Area law enforcement are targeting aggressive drivers with tickets, fines, and points. Stop or be stopped. The Smooth Operator Program is tough on aggressive drivers.
SmoothOperatorProgram.com.